Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
All medications require eligibility and prescription. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month med plus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
There's been a lot of movement over the last 15 years in college sports. Teams moving into conferences, teams moving up from FCS to Division I. I would think that people at Northern Illinois, Bill, are pretty excited to leave the MAC to go play in the Mountain West, right?
A little more excited. The teams coming in, be more excited. Now, a lot of those good teams went to the Pac-12, but it's still a better than, right, than having Kent State roll in on
True.
Saturday.
And yes. No offense to Kent State, but yeah, a little different. Things got a little weird for NIU yesterday because head coach Thomas Hammack,
he was the running back coach at Wisconsin with me before he took off to go to, I think he went to the Ravens.
That sounds right.
To be the running back coach, then got the head job there, obviously, at Northern Illinois. And they haven't had great success. They have an incredible win when they beat Notre Dame
right.
a couple years ago. Notre Dame went to the national championship
Correct.
Game at the same time. And so, yes, for him to leave, because generally if someone is the running back coach for the Seahawks, they leave to be the head coach at Northern Illinois.
Right.
Not back the other way.
Yes, Thomas Hammack left yesterday at NIU to go take an assistant role with the Seahawks. So here we are, February 19th. In a year, you're going to the Mountain West, and you don't have a head coach right now. And spring football is probably going to start there in the next week or so.
Yeah, no head coach. Almost makes you probably have to go interim, maybe, to figure it all out. The next thing that stands out with that is that there must be a feeling. First of all, make everything on your own decision on what you want to do. There have been two things. One is, where's he at with wanting to be a head coach? And maybe yeah. that's just not what it is. I've not talked to Thomas about that. I talked to him, a year ago, the last time we spoke. But the second thing is that he must not feel great, in my opinion, about his team.
That was kind of my takeaway.
That kind of stands out right away. I look at teams sometimes and no one knows the reasoning for it, but I mean, Bruce Pearl retired late also, and then his son took over. And Auburn right. is struggling mightily. And I just wonder at that time, is it like, we don't have a very good team.
I'm looking at his tenure. So he had been the head coach at Northern Illinois since 2019. Rough start, 5-7, not terrible. Then obviously COVID year, who knows, 0-6, just
yeah, don't
bizarre
count.
Year. Bounced back, 21, going 9-5. And I believe they won the conference that year. And they lost their bowl game. 3-9, 2022. 23, they go 7-6, win their bowl game. 24, 8-5, win their bowl game last year, 3-9. And moving to the Mountain West.
In my idea, when you look at those numbers, I would say very good.
Yeah, not bad. Take away the COVID, it doesn't really count
at all. If you're going, oh yeah, we had some up and down years, that's going to happen. Just look at the MAC. It's crazy. And there were several bowls, and they had their biggest win of their career
yes.
At Notre Dame.
Yes.
And they literally got like four first downs and somehow beat them. It was remarkable. But all I can say is that sometimes, like I said, college football right now, it's a lot, because when you have to obtain your own talent via recruiting or via fundraising, because I would guarantee you the part that Thomas likes is he likes to coach, and you're the head.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month med plus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
coach at Northern Illinois, you're a fundraiser almost first. You're talking to people working because you're not trying to be like, well, we're trying to raise money like Nebraska does. No, but you're trying to make money that you're ahead. You're with Toledo and you're with Kent State and you're with Akron and all those schools. And so your daily project, you know, it's not about the players and the team. There's so much more outside of it.
But you talked a lot about how the schedule of college sports is messed up with the portal, with signing day, and now, again, the portal closed in mid-January. This is a head coach that's leaving his team. It's like an interim coach going to come in there, but these guys are locked in, basically,
yes,
this year.
Now, the other part is, if I'm correct on this, and I believe I am, when your head coach leave, you now can leave.
So right away?
There's players on that team that can leave.
Okay.
They wouldn't be able to leave probably right now, but they would have a window again. Okay. They would have so when your head coach departs, you get a window. And so with this happening, unless I don't think I'm wrong on this, they have a window to be, so then their players at Northern Illinois that people want. There'll be players on there that are going like, you know what? I'm not going through spring ball. I'll finish out my semester. And then I'm gonna be free to go.
But then you have to obtain players still too if they were to leave.
And it's horrible.
And the portal, the window's closed. Now there's guys that entered the portal that didn't commit anywhere. Those guys would still be available there.
Yeah, if there's guys, because once you're in the portal, you're good to go anytime. So if there's guys sitting there, which there are, there's a ton of guys in the portal right now. So they're gonna. It's like going to a thrift shop. We have this over here. We have Neiman Marcus, and then we know what that is. Mm. We're going to go over here, but Neiman Marcus, that's closed now. So that's no longer available. So now we have to go over to the thrift shop and find, and there'll be some players there, but they could literally lose 20 players. I mean, trust me, there's people right now, even in that conference going like, hey, FYI,
sure,
their right guard can really help us. So he's available to come. And a lot of it now will be like, well, why wouldn't we leave? So, it's a very tough situation, that's for sure.
Mid-February again, spring. I don't know when spring ball. It's got to start with the next week or so for them. But things got.
Oh,
very,
it's in the next week. It's in the next 10 days.
They're going to a new conference. They don't have a head coach, and certainly not sure who's going to stick around the team. That's great. Everything's dandy at NIU.
Yeah. And guess what's really hard on assistant coaches? Brutal.
Yep.
Because there's a bunch of assistant coaches. So your head coach just left. Where are you going? No idea. Most likely, I'll be let go here. They'll bring someone new in. And because right away, you don't get to have this, you now, no matter how good you were, you're still tied to Thomas Hammack.
Yep.
Who left.
Correct.
So the administration's not doing a lot. We really need to take care of this guy. Or take this. Like, nope, that's not how it works. So assistant coaches' lives, their wives and kids, all got just turned over when he came into the deal and said, I'm leaving, I'm going to the Seahawks. Every life just changed.
Uncomfortable right now.
Really, really uncomfortable for him.
The Spillover's next on Early Break in the Ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Presented by NIPCO on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.